Immigration hardliners are praising President Trump's move yesterday to temporarily suspend U.S. visas for foreigners seeking highly skilled seasonal and au pair work. But business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and leaders from companies like Google are criticizing the move, along with immigration advocates. Muzaffar Chishti is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you give us some perspective? How many foreign workers will not be able to come to the U.S. for the rest of the year under this new order? And what effect will this have on the economy?
Well, the proclamation issued by the president yesterday, which goes into effect tomorrow, adds a new bunch of immigrant workers who will not be allowed to come to the U.S. till December. But it also extends a proclamation that was issued 2 months earlier, till December 31st. So if you look at the combined effect of these two, we believe it affects about 325,000 potential workers not being allowed to come to the U.S. And the concerns are that it affects important aspects of our economy in the technology area, in academia and education, landscaping, hotels, construction, seasonal jobs.
I want to ask you more about the impact, but first I want to ask you about the administration's rationale. They say it's protecting American jobs. Will Americans fill these jobs now?
Well, it came in the context of COVID. So we have become the world's first country which has decided to put immigration restrictions in the middle of COVID, not on the basis of health restrictions, but on the basis of its impact on U.S. workers. So in that regard, we are extremely unusual. But we believe that it will have minimal effect on the employment of U.S. workers because most of the workers coming through these programs are coming to do jobs that U.S. workers typically are not available to do or not qualified to do.
In the H-1B category of high-skilled workers, 85,000 visas will be given out, not in a lottery system, but to the highest-paid workers. The rationale is that it prevents lower-level high-tech workers from taking jobs that Americans could fill. Who, apart from the administration, wanted that change?
Well, there's a strong lobbying groups in the U.S. of people who believe that H-1B program is hurting U.S. workers. Some of it are organized sections of the IT industry, and some are from well-known organizations in the U.S. whose principal goal is to reduce immigration.
The administration is also extending restrictions on family members of green card holders. It's also restricting visas for students, and you mentioned au pairs. The thinking is that people overstay. Is that a problem that needs fixing?
Well, first of all, on the family members, that was put into place 2 months ago, so this just extends that. And it sort of limits immigration in the future for basically spouses and minor kids of U.S. citizens. That's a big change in our admission system. With respect to J-1 workers, which is number of these sort of exchange visitors, including au pairs, there is very little evidence that they overstay because they typically want to keep on having the option of returning back to the U.S. in the future.
The president, as we've been talking about, cited high unemployment for this decision. This comes as the president campaigns for re-election. Your thoughts on this? Is this just politics?
Well, I think it is clearly smells more of politics just because COVID was used as the foundation for doing it. And this has very little relevance to COVID. So when the unemployment numbers started inching, it was clear that the president was pivoting. And he did it quite affirmatively by talking about unemployment rates in certain states, which are key to his election. So not to see it as connected to election, would be, I think, stretching our imagination.
That's Muzaffar Chishti. He is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.